All right, let's open up the DTE Common Sense Hotline, shall we? Sure, why not? 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Seems Dutch wanted to join me for a conversation. Dutch wanted to join me for a conversation about auto no fault. He's checking in from Kalamazoo. Dutch, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. So what is on your mind?
Well, in March, it'll be 4 years that my I live in Texas Corners, kind of rural where I live, so our mailbox is across the street from my house.
Yeah.
So the first week of March, well, it'll be 4 years ago, he went across the street to get the mail.
Who did?
And on his way back across the street, my son got hit by a plow truck.
Ugh.
And people that don't understand this insurance better really, really listen up. Because my son was hurt badly. He was in, you know, trauma care for 60 days.
How old is he? Was he when he was hit?
He was 37 years old. And the intense bills of that, all covered by this car insurance, it was over $3
million. $3
million? Yeah.
And what's his situation today?
And he is still going through, stuff that had to do with dental stuff. He is just now finishing up on that. He has had 5 surgeries on his leg, and it was just intense. And when they talked to me in the hospital, they said, this is covered under your car insurance. I said, my car insurance? And they says, yeah, it's that catastrophic fund. I never, ever, ever imagined that that would be covered.
Well, it's
and
not
I
anymore.
I haven't paid one penny out of pocket.
Well, you paid for the insurance, though, over many, many years, correct?
Right, right.
And how old are you, if I might ask?
Pardon me?
How old are you, if I might ask, Dutch?
63.
And so here's my question to you. The accident happened when you were 59, simple math, right?
Right.
What would the financial impact have been of your son's injury on you, him, your family, his family, all of it?
It would have bankrupted me.
Yeah.
There's no way that you could pay for that. I mean, the first month of his care, I mean, it was $50,000-$60,000 a day. I mean, yes. He was in a coma, an induced coma for the first 3 weeks.
So what is his situation today, Dutch?
He's good. The last bout of this was his teeth. He never had a cavity before in his life, and about 2 years ago, he said, man, my teeth are really hurting. So we took him to the dentist, and the dentist says, you play football? No. Have you had an accident? No. Any head injuries? No. She says, well, all your teeth are cracked.
Oh, it's from being hit.
Right. He says, oh, I did get hit by a plow truck three years ago.
That'll do it.
And she says, well, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And so that was covered also. So my suggestion to the people of Michigan, if you opt out of this, you're wrong. Because you could never afford, you know, in the good old days, your health insurance would cover car accidents and it would go up to a couple $100,000 and you'd feel safe with that. But you can't feel safe with not being covered on without this catastrophic fund, because it would bankrupt anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it would destroy anybody. So there you go. And so the governor voted, the Republicans voted this through. The governor signed it. takes full effect July 1, 2020, and you will no longer have the kind of coverage that you have.
Right.
My understanding is that
you can stay within it. I mean, you don't have to opt out.
You can buy your way in, apparently. That's my understanding. Yep.
Right.
All right. So I think people have some misunderstandings about it. I get a lot of pushback on this program from some folks who say that I'm wrong about insurance and that I should be supporting the changes. I don't. And they said, well, it's because you have sponsors. Has nothing to do with that. I can assure you. I had somebody say that to me here the other day. But Dutch, I really appreciate you sharing your story. I hope your son is doing better.
He's doing fantastic. But it was a long battle, and he was strong as an ox. If that plow truck would have hit me, it would have killed me.
Yeah, me too, probably. Anyway, Dutch, thank you so much. I got to run. Appreciate you checking in. You can do that again sometime. Dutch, appreciate listening to WKMI Kalamazoo. That's the magic of the DTE Common Sense Hotline. The number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. By the way, tomorrow we'll take the show on the road to Brighton. As we talk about the Auto No Fault Reality Tour, Dutch was just a bonus to that conversation, and I'm glad he shared. Cannot be easy. It cannot be easy to share that kind of a story. All right? It is a Tuesday. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, all of it. And stay in touch with us with the DTE Common Sense Hotline or by sending an email. Either way, we'll be right back. It's the Steve Griffiths Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.